Blog Talk Radio.
Folks, we are live on Blog Talk. Hi, folks. It's not Kyle. It's me. I am going to be doing the show for him tonight. He is supposed to be resting, and apparently it will hurt his hands to move our cat out of his chair. So, anyway. I was trying to find a Bible verse, and I was struggling between two. One, I've been trying since last week to actually only been 2 days since last night I was going to do this. I've been trying like all day and stuff to find the Bible verse I talked about last week, which is, you know, what you don't, when But, you know, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. And that one is in Isaiah 5:20. Not exactly what I was talking about, but Matthew 12:25. And give me 1 second. I'm going to be on my phone because I'm going to do things a little bit differently than my husband. And just so you know, even if you are like on Blog Talk, and you're on, oh crap, there won't be any Manchester United news. Yes, there will be. I want to give my opinion on Manchester United. And since what I think of them, what I think should be going on with them, what they could be doing. Their director of football, or like my husband's, would probably say their non-director of football. That's not what I'm looking for. You know, his house got graffitied, set off flares, and I think something else. But I will give my opinion on that. And also, what's the guy's name who they just signed?
Bruno Fernandez.
And I've never seen him play, so I don't have an opinion on him. I just know everybody's excited until he misses one goal, and then they'll want to get rid of him like they do the rest of their players, but I digress. So, anyway, Matthew 12:35, a good man out of the treasure of his heart brings forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. Let's think about that. I'm going to be talking politics. I'm going to be talking about Manchester United. And actually, what I'm about ready to go into now is going to, you sent me that link on Messenger. Yes. Okay. Talking about evil and good. I know my husband has covered this probably since he started the show, but the federal government is what called cannabis marijuana and called it evil because, one, it could, the hemp plant alone without being the THC or whatever, without the high plant, could take the textile industry, like the paper industry, the plastic industry, and destroy it. Look it up. How strong, how much stronger, more durable, how much more of a plant we could use for paper than a tree, and how, okay, you have a tree who gives out oxygen and takes in CO2, which is another thing that, okay, global warming, and oh, I digress. I might sound like I'm all over the place, but it will kind of all wrap up in one thing. You just got to follow me. I'm a woman. You got to learn to go with the bunny trails. But they called it marijuana to get people against the plant, make it evil, and really also being against Black people and Mexican, because they're the ones who use it and smoke it and bring it over here. Mexicans bring it over here, Black people smoke it. Well, I'm not white. I mean, I'm not Black. But anyway, I'm not saying I smoke it. No, I'm kidding. But the thing is, I'm going to get onto Facebook here. Oh, I won't be able to do what I want to do. Okay. Let me go back over. I'm not really, that's why I'm using my phone. I'm not really good with my husband's Apple computer. But, so, our wonderful governor. Now, see, I am my husband will say he's a libertarian. And he truly is. He's not really Democrat or Republican. I am 95% Republican. There's not much, excuse me, but that doesn't mean I like every Republican. My governor, Governor Holcomb, I pray that someone could come that and replace him. He might as well have a D. He might as well be a Democrat. Uh-oh, I think he knows that this is a conservative state. And he's going to win if he's a Republican. I think that's the only reason why he's keeping the R. He's extremely against marijuana. And that's not why I like him. He has policies. But in our wonderful state of Indiana, we have to realize in ours and where we're from, and this was more for blog talk, Facebook normally should know, but you have Michigan, and then you have Indiana and Illinois and Ohio. Well, between Illinois and Michigan, Indiana's right in between. Illinois, marijuana is legal. Michigan, marijuana is legal. Indiana, not legal. And they think they're going to keep it from coming to... They're stupid enough to think that it's going to not go between Michigan and Illinois. Really? When I lived in Michigan, I lived a lot in Kalamazoo. Kalamazoo was in between Detroit and Chicago. It was like the midpoint. And you had Grand Rapids in there also, and they weren't that far away from each other. Yeah, they were about as bad as Chicago and Detroit because they're right in the middle. What do you think Indiana's going to be? Well, Indiana is wanting to if local officials no longer want to enforce anti-marijuana laws, Indiana Republicans, wants the state to step in. That's the gist of the legislation that was approved Tuesday by a panel in the state Senate. I am going to probably Monday be calling my senator. See, that's the one thing I even got on here and said, if your Senate, if you vote, if you're political, or if you don't, but you like to complain, I don't want to hear it if you don't call your senators and your congressmen, state, local, federal, whatever. If you don't call them and express your opinion, and let them know, oh, well, I'm watching you. I used to go like that to my nieces and them when they would be outside playing. I'd have them their names or whatever, and I'd go. Not that they cared, but they knew I was watching. If they know they're watching, and if we hold them accountable at the ballot box, they might. I don't know. Okay. So it got approved. So what it means and what they're going to do is the bill would allow the Indiana Attorney General's office to intervene if a county prosecutor were not to enforce a particular law. A direct response to a policy announced last year by a prosecutor of Marion County, where the capital and the largest city in Indianapolis was located. No longer pursue simple marijuana possession cases. The bill introduced by Indianapolis GOP Michael Young, which I'm not a fan of his either. But he's not ours. We do have I can't remember. I talked to the one in Indianapolis, and it's a different one. Endorsed 6-3 because of the social justice prosecution phenomenon. You know what? The social justice BS needs to stop.
Amen. Preaching.
And yeah, Marion County. Yeah, so we're in a fight we're in a marijuana struggle here in Indiana. We are. And kind of Michigan and Illinois has fought us for that, has got us into that. But we've been in a fight before because it's been on the books trying to get legal for years. And before Michigan or Illinois did. Okay. I want to talk a little bit on my thoughts and stuff on the impeachment. If y'all know, this is my man. Okay. What he did, I don't know if people are really hearing the real story or understanding my ears are sweating. Or understanding the real story here. 1997-98, our wonderful, wonderful President Clinton. Yeah, that was Clinton. We had a treaty with Ukraine. This is kind of how all this year Ukraine nonsense started. There's a treaty where okay, they give up their nuclear pursuit for nuclear weapons. They stop that. They're done. We'll basically be their police against Russia, against anything. And you know what? That needs to stop too. We're trying to make ourselves great because we've been trying to make every other country great. We need to take care of our own country. Thank you very much. How have we become so successful of a country? And we're not even 300 years old, yet you have Syria, you have Egypt, you have Israel, and you have all of them who, Africa, all of them who are older than us. They're almost some of them are third world countries. How have we surpassed them? Hello? We're going to get to their state quicker than they can get to us if we keep policing them, if we keep taking care of them. I'm not saying help when we can help. I'm not saying don't ever help. I'm not saying don't. Like in Australia, that we can help. We can help with that fire. And we should. Kind of.
I mean, that was something that was arson and not global warming, but they just need someone. They need help. Do you? I know this isn't on the mainstream media, but that is the highest fundraising ever made for a country was Australia. See, countries came together. It wasn't just us. Our man president, Mr. Trump, has signed with Mexico, Canada. He just signed one with, he just signed it two or three days ago. It wasn't Mexico. Anyway, he is making great trade deals. Because you had Nancy Pelosi signing, giving away pens, laughing about impeachment. Excuse me. And he is making deals with other countries. Impeachment trials going on. He's in other countries working. He's not letting us stop him. But, okay, sorry. I digress a little bit. Okay, so, but 1997, 98, we had a treaty. We'll be your police. We'll take care of you. You don't have to pay for it. That's why we got out of I don't want to be misquoting, but the UN. No, not the UN, but anyway. But you stop your nuclear option. Okay, so you stop the nuclear. They did that. Okay, jump ahead a little bit. 2014. Who was president? The second black president of the United States after Clinton, Barack Obama. Okay, 2014. Russia invaded Kiev on the Crimean Peninsula. Okay. 15,000 people died. And I'm trying to go because there's a certain video that don't think it was him. Okay, now this is, I'm going to read, Val Demming chokes on key questions.
There was no harm
I'm going to listen to this. I want you guys to listen to this, and then we're going to talk about it. Come on, work. It's a few minutes long.
Leahy asked the House managers. The president's counsel argues that there was no harm done, that the aid was ultimately released to Ukraine. The president met with Zelensky at the UN in September, and that this president has treated Ukraine more favorably than his predecessors. What is your response?
She doesn't have one, by the way, at least an intelligent, good one. Yeah, she's walking up to the podium.
Mr. Chief Justice and Senator, thank you so much for your question. Contrary to what the White House counsel has said or has claimed,
I actually can prove
that there was no harm, no foul.
There wasn't.
The aid eventually got there.
It did, sooner than what they said. It should be.
We promised Ukraine in 2014 that if they gave up their.
It was 2097, 98, I looked it up.
For them, that we would defend them, that we would fight along beside them.
Listen to this number.
15,000 Ukrainians.
15,000. And that was all the gist of it, what I wanted to get. 15,000 died. And that was in 2014-15 when Russia did that. I Googled it and I researched it before. Something she didn't do. Obama did not do a blessed thing.
Okay. I will say this. Congress wanted him to, and he didn't. Congress was yelling at Obama, they need help. Now, why? I'm sick of this double standard all around. In sports, in politics, this like right left thing. I know humans, birds, whatever, we all have one of each, and you need one and the other. But what's good for one is good for the other. If Obama can get away with it, why can't Trump? I'm not saying I mean, come on. They hate Trump so much and think that if he breathes wrong, they can impeach him. But you have Obama not doing anything, not sticking up to the treaty. Nope. But you have Joe Biden, vice president at the time, saying, oh, Trump might have been $3 million or $300,000 that he was supposed to give Ukraine. Okay? Not only did we give that to Ukraine, we also gave them missiles to fight with now. To keep Russia back. Okay? But not only did we give them more with Trump, but you have Joe Biden saying $1.5 billion. You're not going to get it unless you fire that prosecutor. And there's nothing wrong with that? How is that not wrong? And I've done some research on Sanders and Obama. Joe Biden. I've done
point of personal privilege.
What? Okay, I've done research. Do you know that I'm going to start with Sanders first. No one knows that. Do you realize on his campaign, because he is a media or a ad something or other. He gets like, his wife is. Like, his wife will sell political ads, like, go do this. Like, look, I want you to endorse me. Here's money for ads for me, okay? She gets 15% of that. He's going to spend like $83 million running for president. That's like $12 million that she's going to get. He has had almost as many family members. And another Sanders gets really quick, and if people follow him for a little bit, then they get mad at him and quit. He starts these nonprofits, and as soon as they bust, he'll put one of his family members in charge of these nonprofits. And then as soon as they go bust or whatever, he takes the money and runs and starts a different one. All right, let's go to Joe Biden. Hunter Biden is just like the small tip of the iceberg with him. He has another son. There's five. He has his Hunter Biden. He has another son that he's gotten rich. He has a daughter. He has a brother-in-law. And I have to find that out. Excuse me. Sometimes you can't find what you're looking for. But Anyway, there is one other, I don't know if it's a sister, I think it's a sister, that he also got rich. And why? You want to know the honest truth? Why the Democrats don't want Joe Biden or Hunter Biden to testify? Why there's really the only thing to see with the Ukraine deal is what Trump has done, which was nothing but to say, hey, don't hang around the same people. They got their aid September. They started a new government. They had a new president, a new parliament. It's kind of like what we have here, but it's a little different. And they have elections. And so they had to get that set up and everything. If we're getting aid, if the U.S. is getting aid, and in November we get a new president or whatever, who gives us this aid is going to check out who's coming in. Going to wait and say, who's coming into office? Are they legit? Are they going to be able, what are they going to do? What are they going to do with it? Are they going to stick with the agreement that we gave you, that we made with you to keep this, to give you this aid? Hello? I wanted him to do that. I still want them to investigate Hunter over there. Wouldn't hurt my feelings. And, so, I lost my train of thought because another one came in. But Trump was just making sure that it was legit and warned them. You had Biden and Obama, because you got to throw Obama in there, because, oh, you're not the president. You can't do that. Well, call the president. Get him on the phone. You got 6 hours. Bobby, son of a, he was fired. Either A, they took them a few minutes and called Obama, and Obama agreed with Joe. Or they knew, they got scared enough to realize, they got bullied enough to realize that what he was saying, they're going to do. Pick your poison. They both. But that's the, oh, okay, I remember now. The reason why you don't want Pelosi and Romney and John Kerry, we don't hear much of. Well, he went over to Iran. He's even worse. He's such a, to me, he's a terrorist. And he should be shot like a terrorist. He should be. Yeah. And that's what he did in Vietnam. Don't talk to me about it because you don't know. My dad does. So don't even. But because they all have relationships, they all have sons, son-in-laws that worked in a gas. All these, oh, we can't have our pipeline. We can't be energy, oils and independent. You know, go ahead to depend and kiss butt of these other countries for our oil. You know, we can't do that to our country. But, yeah, that's because their sons and son-in-laws and nephews and stuff works for the oil companies.
Yep, outside the U.S.
Exactly. Did you know that Hunter cannot even speak Ukrainian?
Nope.
So how did he work for them? I'm going to know that.
Well, he doesn't know anything about what they do. He's never
right.
been... That it's the big BS, double
yep.
standard.
Yep.
Like, there's that video on that, I'll be real quick, that the guy's like, he shows like 15 things. What if that was Trump's kids?
Think about this. If that was Pence's kids, because, you know, Republicans, the senators and stuff need to realize that it doesn't matter if it was Trump's kid. If this was Trump's, if it was Pence's,
if it was Ted Cruz, if it was any other Republican, they would have been slashed. I don't understand Romney. I really don't. What's his name?
Pierre Delecto, for all Pierre. The people that don't understand.
Yeah, because when he, see, a lot of times they start talking about how this John Bolton writing a book until there's this video of him coming out saying, oh, the conversation was good. Well, then you also have Pencil Neck saying Bolton can't be trusted because Bolton was so with George Bush, George W. Bush, about the Hussein. What did he have? Oh, weapons of mass destruction. I believe they had them, but our wonderful media tipped them off, and he was able to get rid of them. That was our wonderful Congress and media.
Just like the supplies for the...
And they wonder why Trump didn't say when he was going to shoot that guy.
Mm-hmm.
When Trump moves, he doesn't tell them when it's the... Really?
Yeah.
Think. They need to think. They don't have brains. But, then, Adam, John Bolton can't be trusted. John Bolton, this and that, and I can't find the video. I was going to play those two videos about Bolton loving on Trump, loving the phone call. It was warm. It was cordial. Oh, Bolton can't be trusted, you know, and then you had, you know, he needs to be called to testify because all of a sudden he heard some things, and the hypocrisy is beyond me. You have the House of Representatives not letting the Republicans speak, hardly, not letting them call witnesses, not letting them even ask questions, but yet you have Pelosi and all of the senators are going to cover up if they don't have witnesses and documents. Do you know that there's over 128,000 pages of documents at the houses that the senators are able to see? They have documents. The House did not make their case, so they're going to accuse senators of a cover-up because they can't win. If they can't win, they got to go boo-hoo. They can't take it. Trying to see. Let's see. I'm going to try. I cannot see I can see the conversation page, but like I can't see the video even going on. So I don't know, buddy. I could look on my phone. I was just trying to think. There was something else I was going to talk about. Yeah, the questions and answering on impeachment is still going on. If you can stay awake through it, I can't. I can some of it, yes, some of it didn't. I'm trying to think of what else I wanted to talk about. Sometimes the question still comes to my brain is what is it going to take for us to wake up to realize that it's not the R and the D doesn't matter. It's the person's character, their conduct, and you have, I want someone to tell me, show me a politician that's not rich. Show me that. Do you know that when, you know, the impeachment trial people, you know, the managers and the senators and Trump's legal team, they're all talking about the founders. Do they realize that they did not want Congress to be paid? They didn't want Congress to have a wage because of the corruption it could lead to. One, have you ever, I want someone to tell me of another job unless you own a company. And sometimes you can't do this, especially when you're starting out. Because when you're starting out a company, you're building it up. And sometimes if you're not in the red, you're barely making it. But even a CEO or whatever, show me a company that can just vote them a raise. I mean, companies have boards, members and stuff, and they set their salaries, and they can set raises, but they generally, if they're on the stock market and stuff, in the stock market, they gotta be careful with that. They just don't willy-nilly vote raises. You have AOC throwing a little temper tantrum because she didn't get her raise. This is the same person who didn't know what a garbage disposal was, people. Okay? This is the same person who thinks that if we go at night, we can land on the sun. And people voted her in office and they actually listened to the stupid donkey face. I don't care. I don't care. This is his show, not mine. I don't care. I don't understand. I don't understand how people will even want socialism. They don't understand what it is. They don't think they should have to work. They think that people should give them stuff on a silver platter. They don't try to figure out where's that silver platter and the stuff on it. Where is it coming from? Because it's not government's money. It's taxpayers' money. And you have to pay taxes for you to have the, for it to be taxpayers, for it to be your money. I'm sorry. Not everybody can work. I understand that. I help. I do home health aid work. I work. I help people every day. I go shopping for them, take them to doctor's appointments. I give them baths. I help them get to A to B. I help them. I just sit there and listen to them talk. I'm there. I cook for them. I mean, not everybody can work. I understand that. See, there. The problem with this country, well, the world, is they've taken the good book out. They've taken the Word of God out. Because in the Word of God, on one hand, it says if you don't work, you don't eat. But it also says the church needs to take care of its members. Don't work, you don't eat. You take care. I have two. They can meet in the middle. You can't work, I can help. Because I am working. It's that I don't want to work, and you should give it to me, and I can only give you what I can't, I can't give you if I don't have. If you work, I asked a person, because they're talking about all this free. I said, how do you think it's going to be paid for? Oh, you take take all the millions and the billions away from everybody. Okay, what are you going to do when that's gone? What do you mean? Well, I said, okay, in 10 years, I think the plan was for 10 years or something like that, that this one politician was talking about, can't remember, it was a while ago. I said, I think it was Warren, because hers is like at 90 some trillion dollars. After that, well, first of all, we don't have that. We don't even bring in that much as a country in 10 years. Where's that money? How, what? Because you're going to have people, companies, go to different countries because they don't have to pay for all that.
or shut down. And if they shut down, you don't have jobs. If you don't have jobs, and to me, it's just a form of stealing. That's like forcing a doctor to take a patient. That's stealing. That's stealing his services that he went to school for. He learned that's a way for him to make his money. My husband went to school to be a chef. Forcing him to cook is stealing his talent. The government is trying. You want to know the true picture of Hitler? Look at your Democratic Party. Look at Bernie. Him and Castro, best friends. Go back to 1960s when he was doing all that. Yeah, he thought Castro was the bee's knees, let me tell you. He has been on record saying that people waiting in the bread line was nice. They were waiting in the bread line because they couldn't, the country didn't have enough to feed, and they didn't have enough money to buy, so they were just waiting to see what they could get, not because they thought it was fun. I had a friend who asked me, why someone in the Republican Party doesn't try to run against Trump in 2020. And she knows how I am. She's one of my besties. She knows. She knows. And she had a great point, and it's not a, her not liking him wasn't a political thing. It was, she didn't like him before he ran. She didn't like him on The Apprentice, on the WWE, and on the other things that he has done and stuff. She thought he was arrogant, an arrogant ass is what she called him. Oh, and then, and she still thinks he is. You know what? I can respect that than just hating him because he won. And that's what the Democrat Party has done. She didn't want Hillary in, so she didn't vote for Hillary, though. But she thought he was an arrogant ass. When he won, I voted for him. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know how he was. I had prayed, I had hoped, and I thought, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results. We have elected Republicans and Democrats, Republicans. And yes, he has said he's a Republican because he was smart enough to know if he went independent, 9 times out of 10, it would have been a three-way, whoever the Republican was. It would have been a Perot, Bush, and Clinton, and we would have gotten stuck with Hillary. He was smart enough to see that Ross Perot messed it up big time. Okay? So, he was smart. He's going to follow his heart and beliefs. He is the most right to life president we've ever had. He's the only president I have ever seen praying in the White House. His relationship between him and God is between him and God. I'm not going to judge it. I'm not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. Never claimed to be, never will. He's not perfect. Me supporting him is not saying he's perfect. What he is saying is he is at least trying to live right. He's at least trying to give the unborn babies the right, mm-hmm, a say. Yep. He's at least doing what I believe. She asked, said, why hasn't anyone came up? I said, I haven't met a Republican that would who wants him not to run. Who would support anybody else? I mean,
You have the number Trumpers, but
they make no sense. Because no matter what video, no matter what evidence you show them, they'll never, ever in a million years.
I mean, you could show them a video which of the Clintons, I mean, the Democrats and Democrats money in the wall. Now that we're not money in the wall, Trump wants the wall. You could show them video of them saying they wanted the wall. Oh my God, we can't do the wall. You could show them evidence of this. Oh my God, because Trump did it. That's why I don't understand Romney. He, everything Romney said when he was running for president, he said he would govern the way Trump is governed if he was running for president. Trump is promises made, promises kept.
Mm-hmm.
Romney, and I know I started on this point a while ago, but with Bush, when they came, I mean, they won. All of this hatred between Republican and Democrat, I think we need to remember how they treated. I mean, Bush was the stupidest. Dan Quayle couldn't spell. I remember that when I was a kid. Bush was one of the stupidest people. I mean, they keep putting us down, calling us stupid. You have Don Lemon laughing at us and can't even fake apologize. I'm sorry, that wasn't even a fake apologizing. That was him saying, "I'm sorry, I believe upset you."
Exactly what it was.
That was.
I spoke my mind, and you guys are pissed off at me. I don't know why.
And I don't care.
Yeah, I don't really care either.
I mean, he doesn't care that we made him mad. Do they realize? I mean, here's another statistic I just remembered I wanted to bring up. And in about 5 minutes, I'm going to go, about 5-10 minutes, I'm going to go to Premier League. But this was on Glenn Beck this morning. 100% of the impeachment has been against Trump. In the mainstream media, 100%. 95% been for the Democrats. They've had where they've given, it was the Washington Post or the New York, it was the Washington Post gave Adam Schiff some Pinocchios because he actually lied and stuff. There were a few things that they have said against the Democrats, but they haven't said anything to support Trump in this at all. And they have the nerve to think that we don't see how biased they are.
Yeah.
And my thing is, what is it going to take to change this? And I'm going to kind of segue this into my thoughts on the Premier League is, if you don't watch read the papers, online newspapers or the tabloids, or if you don't watch CNN, MSNBC, and Glenn Beck also made this point, the only rating CNN gets is from hospitals or nursing homes. I was at helping a lady at a local nursing home today, and they normally have on the impeachment MSNBC. And I walked right by it, just shaking my head, silently cussing under my breath, but I digress. Well, they had this one guy, he was there visiting his sister, mom, someone. It looked like it was a sister. He wasn't much younger than her. And he changed it to Fox. I went, yes. But, yeah, that's the only way they get any kind of ratings. You go into hospitals, you go into doctor's offices, you go into, that's it.
See, I thought the only way they got ratings were the people on the right that have to watch him, forced to watch him to see what they're saying for their news programs. And that's like 2%.
Yeah. But yeah. But if we stop giving them credibility, act like they are the bee's knees. I can remember when a celebrity, when someone famous was someone who had talent. John Wayne, Clint Eastwood, someone who.
Rita Hayworth, David Gardner.
Well, I was thinking of some others in sports. Mean Gene, the Chicago Bears, the refrigerator back in the day. You could not have told me whether any of these people were Republican or Democrat. Didn't care, didn't come up. I respected and I liked what they did. They enthralled me in the movie. They enthralled me in the game. The music was as big to me. I married a musician. So music speaks to me. Didn't care. They wasn't out there preaching their politics. That being said, if we stop watching, stop listening, stop buying tickets, this is like music tickets, comedy tickets, subscriptions to like Netflix, Hulu, if they don't support what you believe in, CNN, NBC, stop giving them your time. And invest it in something that you do, make that flourish, then that's how we might see change. That's the only thing besides prayer I know that's going to change this country.
I mean, if
the pocketbook.
If you find out that Terrence Williams is not allowed to speak at this place because, oh, he's conservative, you need to find out who that person is and say, well, I'm going to every person I can. I will never support your venue. I will never buy tickets to anything there. I hope it closed.
You know,
we're going to speak with our wallets.
Exactly. I won't watch certain movies. I won't watch certain TV programs. I won't listen to certain music. If I need a good enema or a good something to make me sick, I'll watch The View. Anyway, like when I was a kid, Whoopi Goldberg could make me laugh. Oh my goodness, she was almost a female Eddie Murphy. Didn't know what her politics was. Didn't know about her life that way. You couldn't get me to watch any movie that she's in now. Couldn't pay me to. Sorry. I work hard for my money, and I'm going to watch where I spend it. I think it's time that everybody does that. It's not that hard to do. Okay. Since he came back in and he's talking, he can help me. But I want to talk about a little bit of Manchester United. But if I tell you to leave, you need to leave because this is my opinion tonight. Thank you very much.
Well, I can.
You can just do what you're told. Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm the producer tonight.
Yeah. But I'm excited to see Bruno Fernandes. Where did he work at beforehand?
He played for Sporting Lisbon.
Sporting Lisbon. And he was, according to my husband, phenomenal. I can't wait to watch him play. And, honey, come here a minute. What's the name of the guy's house?
Ed Woodward.
Ed Woodward. Okay. His house got graffitied, players, and people are trying to say, because the newspaper showed up before the police, 2 hours before the police. And if it was a, they're trying to say it's a political stunt, I mean political, it's a PR stunt. Well, if you look at that in politics, it's about the same. It's the newspapers that is starting all this bullcrap. I agreed with a lot of what Mark said, but not all of it. I believe it was a PR stunt. I don't think the police was involved. I think the newspaper and the people did it. I don't know what their motives were, but I think they set it up. I think the newspaper set it up to keep the, some controversy about Ed Woodward going.
So you don't think Ed Woodward knew about it at all, or do you think he
I don't think he knows. I don't think he knew about it. I don't know about the Glazers, but I don't think he knew about it.
But if the, but I guess
but it's, it is a coincidence that he wasn't there.
Well, he was out doing transfer stuff.
Oh, so doing his job that he sucks at?
Yeah. Well, that's why it took all month to get Bruno Fernandez. It should have been signed in the summer.
Right.
But if it is a PR stunt and this is, it'll come out. You will find
right.
out.
It, we haven't heard since this came. Was there any real damage? Like, the house didn't burn down, did it? So.
Just that cosmetic from, like, the vandalism and crap.
Okay. So, it was a big deal because it could have caused the house on fire and could have killed people. And if he would have came out, that's a good question. If he would have came out while the vandals were there, what would have happened? And he has two children, right?
Yep. He would have called the police. They would have come.
Yeah, but over there, they don't. Their police don't have guns or any protection except for bully cubs. I mean, oh my goodness, I couldn't live in a country like that. I mean, how is a cop going to fight a player when they could set them on fire? I'm just saying, honey. And I have 3 minutes left. So what do you think? Do you think, I wanted to talk to you about this and we didn't get a chance to because of Arizona.
I hope it's not Ed Woodward PR stunt, which I don't really believe it is, because if it is, it's going to just tank that.
Well, that's the thing. I don't think it is. Why would he do that to himself?
Yeah, but it just makes you wonder why.
But some people were saying it was fans or supposed fans.
Yeah, it is. That's
but
what I believe.
But why? Why would they do that? I know they want him gone.
Yeah.
But he just got them Bruno. And I know you said
but
he should have been back in the summer, but
they didn't get him yet. He was not signed.
That No. He just signed when that happened.
Today he signed. Today he officially became an
okay, but
he had not been guaranteed because as of yesterday there was talk that he was going to Barcelona. Or Barcelona came in with a bid, not that he was going there.
Well, and it was yesterday that it happened. Or
no, it was 2 days ago.
Oh, okay, 2 days ago.
Yeah, it was way, yeah, that's the.
Well, still.
People, I mean, you need to sit there and voice your opinion at the stadium. Either not going or saying, hey, now I wonder if that walkout's going to happen. Now that we got.
Yeah, I did want to talk about that, too. I would support that walkout. I don't know how to get the thing to sign out, honey. I can't find the call button. Just tell me where to go. Don't
well,
just tell me. Okay, sorry, sorry, sorry.
Yeah,
okay. Because I got a minute left.
When you're done, you click that, and then you'll go up here and click right there.
Okay, okay, okay. Thank you. I hope you guys enjoy, and I was going to, I even wrote down to say, like and share a lot, like and share, and tell everybody, and tell my husband he liked me better than him. You can smile. I'm kidding. But, yeah, as I end this, I'm not going to quite end it like my husband ends it, because I can't remember how he says that. There's a few sayings that he does. Like every time he ends a show and his.
The firm reliance and the defense and divine covenant.
Yeah. I'm just going to end it like this with 10 seconds left. Be good to each other.
And if you can have a good day, be good to each other and love each other. Bye. It's not letting me end the call. I hit end episode. I clicked that.